ICE arrests Palestinian green card holder who led Columbia University protest. U.S. immigration agents arrested a Palestinian student and permanent resident who led the pro-Palestinian encampment protest at Columbia University last year, the Department of Homeland Security said. Mahmoud Khalil, a graduate student at Columbia University until this past December, was arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement on March 9, DHS said in a statement on social media platform X. DHS stated that his arrest follows President Donald Trump's executive orders prohibiting anti-Semitism in colleges and universities, alleging that Khalil led activities aligned to Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group that launched a large-scale attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, and triggered Israeli forces to launch offensive operations in Gaza. Khalil, who graduated with a master's degree from Columbia School of International Affairs, served as a lead negotiator for students during talks with university administrators to end the tent encampment at Columbia University last spring, according to Student Workers of Columbia. His attorney, Amy Greer, told the Associated Press that Khalil was arrested by ICE agents at his university residence. Greer said an ICE agent informed her that they would revoke his student visa as part of an enforcement of the State Department's order. When she pointed out that Khalil is a green card holder with permanent resident status, the agent said they would revoke his green card instead. "We have not been able to get any more details about why he is being detained," Greer said. "This is a clear escalation. The administration is following through on its threats." Greer said that ICE agents also threatened to arrest Khalil's wife, who is 8 months pregnant and is an American citizen. Secretary of State Marco Rubio posted a news report of Khalil's arrest on social media platform X, with a caption saying the department will be revoking the visas and/or green cards of Hamas supporters in America so they can be deported, without elaborating further. Khalil's arrest came just 2 days after the Trump administration canceled $400 million in grants and contracts for Columbia University over allegations of anti-Semitism on campus. SWC said on March 9 that it was aware of multiple reports of ICE agents accessing or attempting to access Columbia campus buildings over the weekend, including undergraduate residences. "By allowing ICE on campus, Columbia is surrendering to the Trump administration's assault on universities across the country and sacrificing international students to protect its finances," it stated. SWC also called on all university staff and students at Columbia to stand against the university's cooperation with the Trump administration. In a response statement, Columbia University stated that law enforcement must present a judicial warrant to enter non-public university areas. The statement did not address Khalil's arrest. "There have been reports of ICE around campus," the university stated. "Columbia is committed to complying with all legal obligations and supporting our student body and campus community." After the Hamas attacks and a counteroffensive that was initiated by the Israeli military in Gaza, protests erupted at U.S. colleges, including Columbia's New York City campuses. Last spring, protesters camped out on campus and at one point, took over a building. Earlier this week, Trump issued a statement on Truth Social warning that colleges that allow illegal protests could risk losing federal funding. The president also said that foreign students who engaged in such activities could face deportation. "All federal funding will stop for any college, school, or university that allows illegal protests," Trump wrote. "Agitators will be imprisoned or permanently sent back to the country from which they came. American students will be permanently expelled or, depending on the crime, arrested." Columbia University's interim president, Katrina Armstrong, said on March 7 that the university will work with the federal government to address the concerns raised by government agencies that led to the grant cancellation. Armstrong affirmed that Columbia will take serious action to combat anti-Semitism on campus. Jack Phillips and the Associated Press contributed to this report.